Welcome back to Startup Nation on WJR. Here's Jeff and Dan.
Okay, actually, on this edition of Startup Nation Radio, it's Jeff and Rich, the Sloan Brothers, back together. Today's show is brought to you by Walsh College, Comerica Bank, and Pappas Financial. We're going to dive right into it now. Let's go raise some money, Rich.
Let's do it. You know, we always used to finish our radio hour with you and me trying to say in sync, get out there and start it up. And I just love that Kickstarter is where we're headed with the rest of the show today. So, Jeff, why don't you bring it in?
With no further ado, started in April of 2009, making a huge difference, $1 billion committed to businesses on Kickstarter. And really, it's for, you know, average entrepreneurs. This is not high-tech venture capital kind of stuff on the coast. This is for Heartland America. With no further ado, let's start to learn all about it. Let's bring on Justin Kaysmark from Kickstarter. Justin, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, it's great to have you. So, wow. I mean, you know, we teed it up by saying the internet's changed everything. We teed it up by saying, you know, one of the toughest things is for businesses to raise money. First, tell us, what was the genesis of the idea of Kickstarter? What's it all about? Give us a little background.
Sure. Yeah, so you mentioned April 28th, 2009 is when Kickstarter launched. So just over 5 years from now, 5 years ago. So the idea for Kickstarter goes back more than a decade. The creator of Kickstarter, Perry Chen, was living in New Orleans in 2001, and he had an idea to throw a late-night concert to coincide with Jazz Fest, an annual musical fest down there. And it was going to cost a certain amount of money for him to front to get the band down to New Orleans, and it was just too much risk for him to put forth, so he decided against doing it. But he thought to himself, once the dust settled, you know, this would have been a great idea. People would have enjoyed themselves. They would have come. It would have been great. So what if there were a way to determine if there was sufficient interest in a creative project like this, and if it met a certain threshold of interest, if enough people raised their hand and said, yes, I'd like to see this come to life, then you can move forward with it. And if not, then it wouldn't happen, but you'd also know that you didn't have to put the money up front in the first place. So Perry, you know, he held on to this idea, and this is early days on the internet, you know, before Facebook and Twitter. And I think YouTube was just starting out. And so, you know, a lot of the infrastructure didn't exist yet, but he held on to the idea. He moved back to New York. He's originally from New York. And he met a couple of other co-founders, Yancey Strickler, who was a music critic and journalist, and Charles Adler, a designer from Chicago. And together they brought this idea to life. And their communities they were hanging out with, their friends and people they were working with were creative people, filmmakers, musicians, entrepreneurs, and they realized there was a perennial problem of not being able to find funding for an idea. And so that's the problem that Kickstarter sort of solved.
And Kickstarter is a crowdfunding site, Justin, but there are a lot of crowdfunding sites. The basic concept of crowdfunding is a lot of people provide small amounts adding up to the total needed for a business, but Kickstarter is a little bit distinctive relative to other crowdfunding sites. Tell us about that.
Sure, yeah. So Kickstarter is by far the largest site of its kind on the internet. More than $1.1 billion have been pledged in the last 5 years from more than 6 million people. We're exclusively focused on bringing creative projects to life. So anything from, you know, industrial design to film to albums to restaurants, anything that springs from the imagination, really. And Kickstarter's for anybody. And there's a twist to the way that Kickstarter works. It's an all or nothing platform. So you have, I'll give you an example. Say you're someone who wants to come to the site and start a local food truck or a restaurant. You scope out what the project will look like. You scope out the budget for the project, and then you post it to Kickstarter, and you invite other people to help you bring this idea to life.
So let's stop right there for just 1 second. I just want to make sure that's clear. So let's just say, for example, when you talk about project oriented. I've got this food truck, following on your example, and let's say I want to do a music festival, and I want my food truck to be there, and I'm going to need additional inventory ahead of time and maybe some marketing and other things in order to make it really work, right? Am I onto it so far? That's a
sure.
project. That's a project. Okay.
100%.
Okay,
getting
great.
In and
all right, so then what I say is I need, you know, I don't know, $10,000, $20,000. Well, by the way, quickly, what's the average, you know, how much are companies looking for on Kickstarter from what to what?
The average successfully funded project on Kickstarter raises about $15,000.
Okay, so I was right kind of in the mix there. So let's say I got to raise $10,000, then that would be a project, and I've got to raise the whole $10,000, from backers who want to support what it is that I do. I've got people who love my food. They're going to be at this event. They want to see me there. They're willing to pledge ahead of time, and they put up the money in advance. Their credit cards don't get charged until the full $10,000 is met. That's that all or nothing thing you're talking about, right?
Exactly right.
I get my $10,000. What do the backers get? They get, you call them rewards, but tell us what they get in exchange for putting up the money.
100%. So there's always a value exchange on Kickstarter. This is not quite investment. You're not getting yet a return on your investment or equity stake in me.
Right. You don't own any of the company or anything like that. This is not equity or debt financing. This is, as you say, project-oriented, and you're getting a reward, as you call it.
Sure. So let me say this. I think there's about three different ways people are familiar with transacting today in society. The one you mentioned is investment, right? You also have philanthropy. I give you money, and in exchange I get maybe a tax write-off and an altruistic feeling of helping something come to life. The third way I think people are familiar with transacting is commerce. I give you money, and in exchange I'm purchasing something. Kickstarter is not quite any of these ways. It's really a new way of bringing something new to life. And it sort of shares attributes of all of these, but there's always a value exchange, and the value exchange is typically a copy of the creative work that's being produced, maybe an album, a film, an opportunity to go to the food truck and get a sandwich, that kind of thing. But also you get this feeling, this feeling of helping bring something to life and being a part of that experience. A lot of the time what we hear from backers, the people pledging money, what the biggest part of the value exchange was that behind-the-scenes look at the creative process and getting to see how this thing came to life from beginning to end. Because a lot of the times backers are aspiring creators themselves.
You know, Jeff, you and I have often said that one of the greatest forms of payoff from being involved in an entrepreneurial project in any way is what we call psychic income.
Rich, I got to stop you right there and tell you something amazing. I just wrote down with my pen the word psychic income. That is, and literally, you're in Vegas. I'm here. That's the truth.
Sorry to take your line, brother.
Unbelievable. We're in sync. Yeah, you're right.
In any event, that is a huge factor. I mean, that's a huge halo factor. If I'm excited by something, and we've got some really exciting examples coming up on the show here, but if I'm excited about something I see on Kickstarter, that excitement and knowing that I fueled the fire to make that happen is huge. That's huge payoff for me. And there's some dollar amount I'm willing to pay for that. And that's the idea, right, Justin?
Yeah, that's ownership of a different kind. Obviously not equity ownership. You don't own a piece of the company. You don't own shares in the company. You're really getting that. We called it psychic income. What that really means, you're getting the benefit of, you know, supporting something you care about and want to see happen and bring to life. And there's obviously a lot of return on investment to be had there.
That's right. I mean, we say the project creator oftentimes has emotional ownership of this. The backer gets emotional ownership of helping bring this thing to life.
There you go.
Jeff, I would have been really, really talented if I had said the words emotional ownership.
Yeah, exactly. You and Justin aren't quite. I mean, the Sloan Brothers. That's one thing to be in sync like that. You can't expect that between you and Justin just yet. Anyway.
Right.
All right, Justin. Now, so I've got this, campaign. Do you call it a campaign? I've got on Kickstarter to raise money. Would that be an appropriate way to say it?
Yeah, okay. Project.
All right. Project. I've got to create awareness, though. I mean, how do people know to find me? You've got some. How many projects on Kickstarter right now?
Any given moment, about 4,500, 5,000 projects.
4,500. So, how do people find the project that I'm promoting?
Yeah. So it's a mix. You know, sometimes we'll see. Projects, there's an inherent narrative arc to every project on Kickstarter because everybody understands that the project only moves forward if it reaches that goal. And so there's this sense of urgency. And so that sense of urgency that is sort of templatized across the site on different projects is actually really exciting to media. We'll see it oftentimes blogs and newspapers and affiliates across the country really find these are interesting stories. So they'll oftentimes write about them or broadcast about them. It's also up to the project creator themselves to get the word out. So we see oftentimes once they launch a project and they have, say, 30 days to get it funded, the first thing they do, it's in their best interest to get the word out. So they'll share it with their friends and their family and their fans, and it'll start sort of grow organically from there. You'll see it light up on Twitter and Facebook. And so those are basically the ways that projects get discovered. There's also a third way, which is on Kickstarter itself. Kickstarter in the last 5 years has become sort of a place where people come to get inspired by creative, innovative ideas. And so we have a growing network of people, a community of millions of people that come to Kickstarter and look for projects to fund. And so that's a big part of it as well.
It's really, well, Kickstarter is essentially a tool. It's an exchange, right? I mean, you're connecting the people who need the funding with the people who might have an interest in providing the funding. You guys are really an exchange between, you know, making those connections, right?
Yeah, that's right. I think the creators enjoy the creative freedom to create on their own terms. They're not giving up ownership or creative control. And the backers, the people funding, they have an opportunity and an agency to voice the kind of culture they want to see exist. So
yeah.
It's not just about going to the store and purchasing something that's shrink-wrapped. It's about saying, you know what, this could be fun, this could be colorful and imaginative. I want to have a part in bringing it to life.
Really
and
cool. Justin, yeah. I'm going to stop you there because we're going to go to a quick break. You know, I'd love for you to stick with us. We're now going to bring on a couple of examples of companies who've actually done this on Kickstarter and done it very, very successfully. Can you stick with us?
Sure.
All right, right on. Listen, hey, Kickstarter, if you're wondering if it's for you, how about starting with this? A 44% success rate. I mean, that's incredible. We're going to ask Justin about that when we come back after the break, and then we're going to hear from people who are doing it successfully. They're getting the money. You should be too. Come back with us and learn how to do it for yourself.